You're listening to Messenger Insight, a news and information program brought to you by the Baptist Messenger and the Baptist General Convention of Oklahoma.
Hello and welcome to this edition of Messenger Insight. I'm Brian Hobbs, your host, and I am thrilled to be talking with John Strapazon, who is a freelance writer, speaker, ministry leader, campus minister, and served with the Baptist Collegiate Ministries here in Oklahoma for a number of years. John, welcome to Messenger Insight.
Thanks. I'm glad to be here.
And for the interview, can I call you Strap, just because?
I wish you would. That's what my friends call me.
All right, Strap. Well, I'm pumped about your new book, The Game of Your Life, Life's Equipment Bag. And for our readers, I really wanted to have you on to talk about this book. And so tell us a little bit about the book and how it came together, and a little bit about what people would find if they got a copy.
Well, one of the goals of the book is that it would be, you know, a lot of people are very interested in sports, and I feel like a lot of the truths in the gospel can be correlated with sports. And I kind of got into this several years ago when I began by being the volunteer chaplain for the Texas Tech Red Raider football team. God opened a door for that, and when I left to come to Oklahoma, I didn't want to lose my influence in discipling these coaches, and so I began to write what turned out to be, for 10 years, I began to write a devotional, one-page devotional, because I know guys won't read much more than that, the average guy, and a one-page devotional so I could continue to disciple the coaches. And during football season, I would write one for every week. Every Thursday, I would send it out. And for a long time, people have been talking to me about, why don't you put this together in a book? And so I picked out some very specific ones and put them together in a 31-day devotional, study of 31 of the devotionals where a person could play their life in 31 days. I've got it broken down by the chapters are actually, we have pregame and first quarter and second quarter and so on, even overtime. So, but obviously you can read it however you want to. That's how kind of I got into this.
Well, I really like the format, John. It's a very approachable book, and the creative way you've divvied it up into these chapters. And when you published these articles with the Baptist Messenger, several of them, and got good feedback, I knew you were really onto something here with this idea of sports as life and sports as walk with God. You know, what is it about sports that makes it so relatable to life and to ministry? What have you seen that makes it just so applicable?
Well, there's just so many things. You have to deal with how to deal with losing. Really, one of the things I've been surprised about is how to learn to be a good winner. Not only how to be a good loser, but how do you be a good winner? And since in life there's a lot of adversity that you face, that on the football field or the basketball court or the soccer field, you have to face adversity and learn how to press on. And life is very much like that. And playing alongside other players, we all do that at work and at home. And some of us are calling the plays, and others of us are running the plays that others are calling. And it just seems like they correlate really well. And sport, even though our life continues to go on and on and on, sports is kind of, it has its period, then it's over, and then you can kind of start over again. And I wanted to bring kind of these concepts to a person's life where, you know, we know in Jesus that we really can start over again and begin to listen to him and to run. Maybe we've run some plays that we called for ourselves, or we ignored the play call that he made. And we can come back and get coaching from him and begin to approach our life differently, in a better way. So it really correlates really well.
Amen, Strap. You know, you've invested in so many people's lives through your ministry, through the chaplaincy work and your writings. This book has some really cool endorsements with head coach of Baylor, Art Briles. Kirk Humphreys of Oklahoma City has endorsed it as well. How could people get their hands on a copy? What's the best way, Strap, that someone could buy this book for themselves or someone?
Well, right now, the best way is just to contact me through Facebook or at my my own personal email at johnstrapazon@gmail.com. And then I'm working on my my own website, johnstrapazon.com. They'll be able to buy it there as well. I have one little outlet location in Fort Worth, but and also at the OU bookstore there in Norman. They can get it there as well. Right now, it's kind of an effort just kind of through me. And
absolutely.
I imagine if they got a hold of you, Brian, you could direct them in the right direction.
Absolutely, we sure will. The book is The Game of Your Life, Life's Equipment Bag by John Strapazon. And in case our readers aren't familiar, Strapazon is spelled Strapazon. Now, John, something I was thinking about, and I want to ask you a minute about one of the chapters where you talk about life's turnovers, and you give us kind of that analogy. I want to ask you that in a moment. But this is the type of gift book that could be really meaningful for a high school or college graduate, maybe that young man that's setting out in life who has an interest in sports, maybe isn't a deep reader in the sense of reading Russian novels, but would like something to read where God could be on his heart and he could be exposed to the scriptures and have these cool analogies. So I want to plant that thought in people's minds that as May rolls around next month, think about this as a gift book for someone and email John Strapazon, find him on Facebook, and Google how you can get this book. And of course, you could always contact the Baptist Messenger office. Now, John, really quickly, just a sampling of the book. What do you mean by turnovers? What is that about? How does that analogy play out?
Well, those are trials that we face in our lives when they're, we're trying to run a play with our life and we see things happening a certain way and something happens, whether it's a mistake we've made or a sin we've committed or just something that happens in life. Bad things are just out there. And Jesus said in this world we'd have trouble, and we do. And how we deal with those turnovers. Turnovers aren't an if they're going to happen. It's a when. When they'll happen in our lives, when the field gets flipped on us, when we find ourselves, moving the ball down the field in our life and all of a sudden somebody intercepts the pass or we fumble the ball. What do we do then? Do we just sit there and look at it? Do we cry? Do we moan? Do we groan? Do we jump on it? Or do we... we play the next play. One of the things that I learned as a chaplain working with the football players was that because there's so many twists and turns in football, you've got to learn to play the next play. You can't celebrate too long good plays, and you can't get down too long on turnovers. You just got to get ready to go again. Life is like that.
I thought that was great. And one thing you sign each chapter is Coach Strap, because you really have been a life coach to many, and you've invested in my life, and I'm grateful for that. You talk in one of these devotionals about that's not fair, and you bring up the Colorado-Missouri football game, the famous fifth down scenario where the refs got it wrong, and this idea about our conceptions of life, and life should be fair. And what were you thinking about with some of that, Strap?
Well, I was thinking, that we do have this we have this preconceived idea that life should be fair. And so many times things happen to us that we had nothing to do with that turns out to not really turn out that well for us. And what I'm trying to do here is I'm trying to help people see that this preconceived idea of life being fair actually can work against us because it causes us to blame life or to blame other people rather than just continuing on trusting God and doing what's next and what's right and not getting caught up with how life ought to be, but dealing with it as it is.
That's great. Toward the end of the book, you give some great ideas toward habit and building momentum in life and leaning on the Lord. I love how you use scripture all throughout and illustrations and analogies. And for us sports lovers, this is a feast, a daily feast. I know it's a 31-day interactive devotional. You've got places where people could take notes, and there's even reflection points, John, kind of a post-game, if you will. What is that intended to do?
Well, that's intended to make you look back and see, to analyze the game. The coaches will tell you that they'll give you one day to celebrate or to feel bad about a loss, to celebrate or win or feel bad about a loss. But also the coaches are analyzing what did we do right, what did we not do right. And a lot of times we will emphasize more on what we did wrong. But the idea here is not just to do that, but to also look at the things I did right and let's do those again. one of the things that I can kind of clean up a little bit, let's do those again. And I put that in there because life isn't about perfection. Life is really about making progress. And so many of us think because we can't be perfect, we just don't try. But what we want to do is we want to get better. Another thing that they used to have a big banner on the fence around the practice field that said, "Get better every play."
Mm.
And in life, we know that our getting better has nothing to do with our being saved or not, but our getting better has to do with living a better life and honoring the Lord more with the life we live here. And so the idea of getting better every play and not getting too down on yourself when you mess up and not getting too high when you do a great play, kind of figuring out, how do I make this work for me? How do I make progress?
That's well said. We've been talking to John Strapazon, or Coach Strap, as he's known in this book. You'll want to get your hands on The Game of Your Life, Life's Equipment Bag by John Strapazon. It's a 31-day interactive devotional for Christians, for new believers, for people that may not be in the church, that may be exploring their faith, or people that are just sports enthusiasts. It's a very approachable book. Strap, you've done a good job, and I really appreciate you coming on Messenger Insight to tell us a little bit more about it.
Can I add one more thing, Brian?
You've got it.
What I've found is some dads are using this with their sons. They're reading it together with their sons and discussing it. And, of course, there are a lot of girls that like sports, too, that you could use it with. But I would encourage guys to use it in discipling men, discipling their children. The topics that I talk about in there are pretty applicable to life, and the analogies make it a little less threatening. So I'd encourage that. I'm excited about that.
Amen. Strap, thanks again for coming on and telling us about this book. Thanks for all you do.
Hey, thanks, Brian. I so appreciate you and the great job you're doing.
Blessings to you.
You have been listening to Messenger Insight, brought to you by the Cooperative Program and the Baptist General Convention of Oklahoma. For more, find us in the iTunes Store or visit us at BaptistMessenger.com.